Missouri Net News is presented by Drury University's College of Continuing Professional Studies, now offering more than 22 online programs. Visit drury.edu/ccps.
A state audit shows several financial errors made by Missouri's municipal courts. Elisa Nelson has more.
Local municipalities and courts owe the state of Missouri about $765,000 for traffic ticket revenue. State Auditor Nicole Galloway says an audit of records from 2014 to last month found several cities miscalculated how much they owe the state.
Many cases in these municipal court audits where the calculations were very wrong. They were not tracking their minor court fees or tracking their revenue correctly. And so we could see that the formula they were using was wrong, but we could not get to a bottom number of what it should be.
The audit also found several municipal courts mischarged more than $316,000 to citizens for things like warrants, bonds, and booking fees. Galloway says it's up to the courts if citizens that were overcharged will be repaid. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine says he will continue with Hillary Clinton to fight against discrimination.
After a 17-year career as a civil rights lawyer in the capital of the Confederacy, battling for people fighting against discrimination on the grounds of race or disability, that was my life's work, and I thought it was going to be my life's work. I got mad at my city council because it was too racially divided.
Kaine is a Kansas City native and Mizzou graduate. The Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia ends tonight. No one matched all of the Powerball numbers in last night's multi-state drawing. Non-jackpot winnings totaled about $18 million. Saturday's jackpot drawing for the Powerball is now estimated at $478 million. You're listening to news on Missouri Net. A key state lawmaker wants the General Assembly to override Governor Nixon's withhold of money for Missourians with brain injuries. Brian Houseworth covered yesterday's hearing.
Governor Nixon withheld about $115 million in spending in early July, including about $750,000 for brain injury funding. Oakville GOP State Representative Marcia Hafner, who chairs a Missouri House Appropriations Committee, addressed the issue during the hearing.
Committee, you're probably all aware of this, but I just want to remind you that withholds can be overridden, I believe, in veto session, too.
Hafner says there's bipartisan House support for the funding, which is also aimed at keeping people out of nursing homes. Governor Nixon says the spending restrictions were necessary because of less than projected revenue growth for the last fiscal year. Brian Houseworth at the Capitol.
You'll find more news online 24 hours a day at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to news on Missouri Net.